And welcome back to The Bottom Line with Jacqueline Sheldon. It's Tax Tip Tuesday. Hello, Jacqueline.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I was reading online about a way to examine each property element and accelerate depreciation deductions in my rental houses. Do you do that?
Well, Tom, I think probably what you were reading about is having a cost segregation study done. And your accountant or tax professional, they will not be the person that would perform a cost segregation study for you. Those are actually done by engineers. And what happens is they take the total cost that you paid for this particular property and they break it down into different elements of the property. For example, let's say you spent $300,000 on a rental property. They would take that cost and they would break it down into the land and the appliances, the landscaping, the driveway. They take and break it down into different elements and the cost of each one of those elements. And the reason for doing that is to give the taxpayer the ability to have a shorter depreciation life on some of the components of that rental property. That gives them more upfront depreciation deductions in the first years. And if they're eligible, they may be able to take bonus depreciation on those items as well. So that's where the benefit of having a cost segregation study comes in. Now, because they are done by engineers, they can be relatively expensive to have done. And we'd talked before about the passive activity loss limitation. So you want to make sure that if you use a cost seg to put you in a loss situation, that you're able to deduct those losses. So bottom line, if you're thinking about having a cost segregation study done, definitely talk to your tax professional first. Make sure you understand the benefits versus the cost. And then you can make an informed decision on whether it makes sense for you in your particular situation to pay those costs to have a study done.